I don't give shitty jobs. If a good man comes to me and says, thank you, David, for the opportunity and continued support in the work-related arena, but I've done that, I want to better myself, I want to move on, then I can make that dream come true too, aka for you. The point is, you talk the talk, you do not walk the walk, vis-a-vis, you have not yet passed your forklift driver's test. The man who gives the jobs in the warehouse is a personal friend of mine. Alright? I know the man for the job. Sammy, you old slag. The Rentmeister General. Have you advertised the forklift driver's job? No, good, don't bother. I've got the man here. He's perfect. As he passed his forklift driver's tests, he gives the tests. Yeah, he's first day trained, yeah. We'll get a CV over to you this afternoon. I'm seeing you Sunday, aren't I? For my sins. Oh, he's Elaine, she left you yet? Yeah. Alright, see you then. She has left him, I forgot about that. David Brent. I've been in the business for 12 years.
Yeah, no worries.
Been at Wernham Hog as general manager for 8 of those. So we're putting together my team. Lovely Dawn. Dawn Tinsley, receptionist.
Through this raise, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'd say, at one time or another, every bloke in the office is working up at the crack of dawn.
What?
Can I have the mail, please?
Just a fax.
Dawn, this is from head office.
I know.
How many times have I told you there's a special filing cabinet for things from head office?
You haven't told me.
Oh, the waste paper basket. You're fine. Don't get that back. People say I'm the best boss. They go, oh, you know, we've never worked in a place like this before. You're such a laugh. You get the best out of us. And I go, you know, c'est la vie. If that's true, excellent. Be gentle with me today, Dawn.
Why is that?
Oh, God. I had a skin fall last night. I was out with Finchie, Chris Finch. I was in a pub crawl. Elvino did flow. Yeah. Oh, blotted. Oh, don't ever come out with me and Finchie.
No, I won't.
Oh, you got to go with it. There's guys my age, and they look 50. How old do you think I look?
30,
yeah. Yep. Like that. Oh, but I would have to slow down. Drinking a bit too much. If every single night of the week's too much.
And every lunchtime.
How many have I had this week?
What?
How many pints have I drunk this week, if you're counting?
I'm not counting.
Aren't you? You seem to know a lot about my drinking. Does it offend you? You know, getting a little bit personal. Like, imagine if I started doing that with you. Could look at you and come up with something really witty and biting, like you're a bit. But I don't. Because I'm a professional. And professionalism is. And that is what I want, okay? That's all. That's a shame.
Don't do that!
Jesus, I've never told you before.
Alright, you tell me a month. Just the 8 pints for me last night then. That's all. Oh no, oh God. Boss and team leader in drunken night out shock horror, it says here. It's not like I'm out again tonight with Oggy. That'll be a quiet night in at the library. Not. I don't think.
I'm a sales rep, which means that my job is to speak to clients on the phone about quantity and type of paper and whether we can supply it with them and whether they can pay for it. And I'm boring myself talking about it, which is...
What's up? Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Oh, You're fired, Keenan. Drunkard. Hypocrite warning. Oh, God. What's he been saying? It's all true. Guilty as charged. Oh, yeah, went up with a few of his mates, didn't we? And he goes, well, tag along if you want, but I must warn you, David, they do get a bit rowdy after a few pints. I went, oh, see if I can stand it. I was worse than them by the end. They go, who's that nutter? That's my boss. Well, we can't stand it anymore. We're going. They just left, didn't they? Oh, God. Absolutely mental.
Resolve.
What?
Nothing.
See you later.
See you later. Take care.
So, would you mind giving maintenance call? There's a nasty smell on the lift.
Head office don't really interfere with me at all. Jennifer might come down once a week. Jennifer Taylor Clark. Call her Camilla Parker Bowles. Not to her face, but I mean, not because I'm scared of her. And I got him off, you know, Nobby Burton, who comes around with a suitcase. 2 for £10. Yes, please, 4. So, okay, meeting with Jennifer Taylor Clark, present.
Right.
Shoot.
Was there anything that you wanted to add to the agenda?
Did Noor get an agenda?
Sorry?
Did not get an agenda, no.
I did fax you on this morning.
Don't think we got a fax, did we, Dom?
Yeah, we may have.
Then why isn't it in my hand? Because a company runs on efficiency of communication.
You put it in the bin that was a special filing cabinet.
As a joke, yeah. It's not even my joke, it's my brother's joke. And it's meant to be with bills. Doesn't really work with faxes. So
do you want to have a look at mine?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, she'd say she's the boss, yeah, but there should be no ego when you're pulling together to do something good. Yeah? It's like comic relief. Yeah? I'm out here in Africa and I'm seeing the flies and the starvation. And she, if she is the boss, she's in the studio with you know, Jonathan Ross and Denny Henry, and they've got their suits on. They're doing their bit, they're counting the money. Good luck to them, but their hands are clean while I'm down here in the office with little starving kids.
Yeah. Right. Since the last meeting, Alan and the board have decided that we can't justify a Swindon branch and a Slough branch.
No, okay,
no,
go
listen,
on.
David, don't panic.
Should be good. This is it. Go on.
No, listen, David. No, don't panic. We haven't made any
decisions.
We haven't made any decisions, Shad.
Good.
I've spoken to Neil in Swindon. I've told him the same as you.
Yeah.
And it's up to either you or him to convince me that your branch could incorporate the other.
Okay, no problem.
This does, however, mean that there are going to be redundancies.
Oh, I see. Did I know want to hear that, Jenny? Because redundancies are a tragedy always. I wouldn't wish that on Neil's men. I certainly wish that on my men or women. Present company accepted. Is Neil concerned about redundancies?
Well, he is, of course.
Good.
Yes.
Because I'm very concerned about redundancies. Although I understand if they're absolutely necessary as a businessman, then after, does he understand if they're absolutely necessary? Go on.
Can we not talk about redundancies?
Well,
what we have to decide.
Sooner or later.
Yes, but at the moment, what we have to decide is, do you take on Swindon's people at this branch or the other way round?
Yeah, we take on theirs.
No. You and I don't decide. I decide.
You do decide, but
yeah, once you've made your case.
Based on factors. Okay. Is there a time limit on that they're going to answer machine?
Not around at the moment, so please leave a massage.
Hello, Dave, it's Finch.
Chris Finch, bloody good rep.
You've got hung up with you, big puff.
Ah, that's derogatory. That's a shame.
Hey, you're in with that Jennifer What's the Face today, aren't you? Hey, give her one from me. Cheers, biggie.
Awful man.
I didn't stop looking at my skirt.
David.
I wasn't.
Can we keep a lid on this for the time being? I really don't want to worry people unduly.
No. Under this regime, Jenny, this will not leave the office.
So what does redundancy actually mean?
So you'd just go, would you?
Would you?
I don't know.
Keith and Jamie and I, they're all sort of like having these weird sort of clandestine little chats about the fact that, oh God, we're going to be out of work.
Do you?
I could give a shit.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Mr. Brent.
Gil.
All right. Hi.
This is Ricky Harris from the temporary owner sent me down to start today.
Temporary. Staff only. Ricky?
Yes.
Ricky!
Ricky, no, Ricky. What was his girlfriend's name when he said this?
Yeah, Bianca.
Ricky, leave it!
Did you tell you I was mad?
Well, yeah, she said you had a nervous breakdown.
I haven't had a nervous breakdown, so...
No, because, sorry, that was a joke. Yeah. She said you had a really good laugh and, you know, well, sorry,
we all are, aren't we? Part of my job description, aren't it? Unofficially. Okay, let's get you started. Into the fray!
Right.
What upsets me about the job? Wasted talent, yeah? People could come to me and they'd go, excuse me, David, but you've been in the business 12 years. Can you just spare us a moment to tell us how to, you know, run a team, how to keep them task-orientated as well as, you know, happy? But they don't. That's the tragedy.
This is the accounts department. Right? The number bods. Do not be fooled by their job descriptions. They are absolutely mad, all of them. Especially that one. He's mental. Not literally, obviously. That wouldn't work. Last place you'd want something like that is in accounts. This is the recycling bin.
Right.
Obviously we get through a lot of paper. Mm-hmm. We make a lot.
Sell it.
Yeah. Doesn't grow on trees.
You know, it's pulp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Davis, can I just call you back? Something just come up. 2 minutes. Thanks very much. Bye. What are you doing? Gareth, what are you doing?
I'm just pushing the stuff off my desk. I can't concentrate.
On your desk?
It was. It's all overlapping. It's all coming over the edge here. All right? One word, two syllables. Demarcation. All right?
Let me print, I presume.
I just do that to cheer these lot up. All right.
Send them out to get the plants, the girls, so it makes them a little bit happier. Because they can sometimes get a little bit... Let's run out of batteries. Do you want to get some batteries for Billy Big Mouth? Do you want to take out our petty cash?
No.
Can't put a price on comedy.
You're a twat, Gareth. You're a twat on another end.
I'm still not listening, so it's not offending me.
Right, okay, so you won't hear this. You're a cock, you're a cock, you're a cock. You're a cock.
Yeah, look. This is the sort of work we're doing. Cartoons. Does my bum look big in these? It's not sexist, that's the bloke saying it. At last. So, all for that. All for that in the workplace.
I was to scrape it first, didn't we?
You've met Tim, haven't you? Oh, careful. Watch this one. Gareth Keenan in the area.
You're looking new temp.
Introduce yourself.
Good to see you. Gareth Keenan, assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager. Gareth's my right-hand man, immediately beneath me. Oh, there's an actual central official. No, he's not. I'm not.
Do you know about your car and your kung fu and everything?
Yeah, I've got a TR3, bought it for 1,200. Done it up, now it's worth $3,000.
Profit on that.
New suspension, new engine.
Just a wreck.
Respray, I've got some
fuel himself.
Oh, what is that?
Whoa.
Right, that is it.
Slow down, you move too fast. Solomon's here. All part of the job, what's going on?
Put my staper inside a jelly again. That's the third time he's done it. It wasn't even funny the first time.
Why has he done that?
Just told him once that I don't like jelly. And trust the way it moves.
Yeah, you showed him a weakness. He pounced, you should know about that.
What is in it?
It's my stapler. Well, don't do that. Well, eat it out. There's people starving in the world, which I hate. So, and it's a waste. So, how do you know it's yours?
Because it's got my name on it in Tippex.
Yeah, don't eat it now. In chemicals.
Right, you can be my witness. Give him an official warning.
How do you know it was me?
It's always you. Can't you discipline him?
Oh, kinky. No, the thing about practical jokes is you've got to know when to stop as well as start, and now's the time to stop putting Gareth's personal possessions in jelly, alright?
Gareth, it's only a trifling matter.
Here we go. We're always like this.
You should put him in custody.
He's going to fit in here. We're like Vic and Bob, aren't we? And my extra one. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm more worried, really, about damage to company property, that's all.
Trifling. I'm just trying to think of other desserts to do.
Yeah, it's all right here, but people do sometimes take advantage because it's so relaxed.
Now, I like to have a laugh just as much as the next man, but this is a place of work. Now, I was in the Territorial Army for 3 years, and you can't muck about there. That's sort of one of the rules.
Hey, dude.
Give it back.
I'm just using it for a second.
It's got my name on it, Gareth.
Yeah, it says Garrett, actually, but...
Ask if you want to borrow it.
Okay, you always say no, mate. What's the point?
Perhaps that's where you should ask.
Gareth, it was just there, okay?
Yeah? That's his home. Leave it there.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Philip, get that off him. Get that off him.
Just stay where you are, okay? I'm going to let this go, right, unless you stop acting like a fool.
Well, you won't, so...
Well, I have, so...
What if they kill someone?
Oh, kills... Well, they'll think you're the murderer. It's got your name on it.
Why would a murderer put his name on a murder weapon?
To stop people borrowing it.
David?
I hate the fact you bring me down to this. I really do...
I don't know why you're laughing.
Well, leave her out of it. Well done. You carry on. Listen, you bring me down to this, mate. There.
What's that? Popcorn, Ben Elton. Funny?
It's alright, yeah.
Had a bit of a scare earlier.
You too?
I thought I found a lump. I mean, I examine myself regularly, but it's fine. Terrifying. Testicular cancer. Cancer of them old testicles. What's that?
It's a bit of breathe.
What, from down there?
Mm.
See you later.
Yeah. I've just got a complaint from a very important client saying that the figures I gave him are wrong. And, yeah, well, basically, I've checked all other possibilities and it's come down to the calculator. Well, I don't know, circuitry? Sorry, who is this I'm talking to?
It's redundancy, isn't it?
Is it true or not?
Okay. I don't know where your... what source your little bird is from.
All right, you give me a sum then. You give me a sum. I'll try it out. All right. Yeah. Plus 52. 141. All right, well, that time it was correct.
There's nothing set in stone yet, and I'm being straight with you. I'm going to be straight with you now.
Because
I can't tell you at the moment.
I don't like acting like a kid. Do you know what I mean? But it's sort of the effect that he has.
What do you do?
I don't actually want to have to look at you, Gareth.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Health and safety.
Health. Why, is it crushed by cardboard or what?
No. Number one, blocking out light. Number two, misuse of company files.
Misuse of files. Yeah, see, this is why the whole redundancy thing doesn't bother me, because if I have to work with him for another day, I will slit my throat.
You won't do it like that, though. Get the knife in behind the windpipe, pull it down like that.
I could just apply for another job. Be more careful.
Okay. Thanks for coming in. This will take a minute. Right, I am aware of the rumours that have been circulating, and I just want to take this opportunity to put the record straight.
Yeah, I'm a team leader. I should know first.
Yeah, I'm telling everyone now.
Yeah, so just tell me very quickly. Just whisper it to me.
Can you just tell it?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Should I tell him?
You don't know what it is.
All right, you tell him then. My permission.
Need your permission.
Permission granted. Use as you wish.
Head office have deemed it appropriate to enforce an ultimatum upon me, and Jennifer is talking of either downsizing Swindon branch or this branch. And are you going to let her?
No, Malcolm, because you didn't see me in there with her.
For his eyes only.
I said, if head office try and come here and interfere, they got me to contend with. Okay? You can go and fiddle with Neil's people, but I'm the head of this family. You're not going to fiddle with my children, I am. If anyone does.
Yeah, but David, what if they do downsize here, then...
Well, what, you think I'd let that happen?
It'll be out of your hands.
It won't be out of my hands, Malcolm. And that's a promise.
Oh, okay. Can you promise that?
On his mother's grave.
Well,
I have promised it, okay? And it insults me. They don't even have to ask.
It's just so, well, no,
sorry, Malcolm. Dawn wants to speak. Go on, Dawn.
It was just that I was in the meeting with Jennifer, and she said that it could be this branch that gets the chop.
If you were in the meeting with Jennifer, then maybe you should adhere to the ongoing confidentiality agreement of meeting.
Yeah, so, information is power.
So you can't say for certain whether it's going to be us or them.
Right. This is my ship, and I'm asking you to trust me, and you can't go wrong.
It's not a question of trust.
It is a question of trust, Malcolm. Yeah, yeah, it is a question of trust. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? Yes or no?
Yes, I trust you.
He does. So, meeting adjourned.
Good, excellent.
Okay.
I would have said much the same. In fact, I would have said it very similar. Can I just ask, do you trust me? Hands up if you trust me.
No,
well, you asked them.
Yeah, put your hand down.
No, I need to know. I'm assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager. Again.
I'm not worried for me. I'll be alright. But if there does have to be a cull, then so be it. I mean, that's just natural selection. In the wild, some people wouldn't survive. I mean, you know, imagine a warehouse where a little midget fella is driving a forklift. Okay, he can't see over the top. He's got great big platform shoes on so he can reach the pedals because he's little legs. I mean, Anton's a lovely bloke, don't get me wrong, but should he be working here? Have you got a price for matte-coated SRA1?
If I can't see you, I can't hear you, Gav.
Just tell me, will you?
No, I can't hear you.
I'm right here.
If you want to speak to me and give me a ring, okay?
It's on voicemail.
Leave a message.
Hi, it's me, Gareth. I need a price on matte coated. This is stupid.
Yeah, it is. This is stupid. It's so. Sorry, mate. What do you want?
I need a tonnage price on matte coated SRA1. So I got 160 down here, but I'm sure that isn't right because when I spoke to Glenn earlier on, he's right. I know you're not there, and obviously you can't hear that. But I'm not talking to myself because they're filming.
That feels nice, actually. Doing all that with your nails.
It's your new career.
You can't do anything with your hair at all.
Right.
Oh, no. Trouble. Stange. This is Stange. This is Ricky.
Hello, mate.
Nice to see you. Right? This guy does the best Ali G impersonation. I can't do it. Go on.
I don't. I think there's someone else.
Sorry, no, it's not you. It's the other one.
The other what? Packy.
Ah, that's racist. Sorry.
No, I don't have a great many ethnic employees. That's true, but it's not company policy. I haven't got a sign on the door that says white people only. You know, I don't care if you're black, brown, yellow. You know, Orientals make very good workers, for example.
You like a good drink?
Yeah.
At the end of the week?
Yeah.
Well, this is why we're going out, so we can have a...
When are you going out then?
End of the week
when
drink.
When are you going out then?
For tonight, hopefully, I thought.
Hi.
Nice we are. You ready, yeah?
Yeah, would you mind if I went out for a drink with this lot?
No. Come on, let's go. Yeah.
Okay, well, it'll be a couple of minutes, because 5:20.
All right, you should come, you know, it'll be a laugh.
No, I'd love to, mate. No, you're all right. Seriously, all right. We've got to get out.
Okay. What's in the bag?
Just tell her I'll see you later. Yeah?
Certainly, right. Certainly will. Alright, mate, take care.
Drained first, eh?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, right, yeah.
You've seen the vibe.
Yeah.
Chilled out.
You know.
Oh, dear. We work hard. I mean, we play hard.
Plain old, we should be working hard sometimes. Partly down to me, sure. I let them get out with murder, which then they let me get out with murder. You know, the girls love me, but not in that way, as some of them. But, you know, I suppose I've created an atmosphere where I'm a friend first and a boss second. Probably an entertainer third. But,
hold on!
Practical jokes. Yeah?
Right. Okay.
Practical jokes. Oh, don't give me away.
There you are.
Come in!
And then the head office. Yeah, so that'll be
for you.
Thanks. Don't go, Dawn, can you put up a chair? I was going to call you in anyway. I need a quick word. As you are aware, there are going to be redundancies, and you've made my life easier, in as much as I'm going to have to let you go first.
What? Why?
Why? Stealing. Thieving.
Thieving?
Yeah.
What am I meant to have stolen?
Post-it notes.
Post-it notes. What are they worth? About 12p?
Oh, got your Bible on you, Ricky?
No.
Thou shalt not steal, and this is only worth 12p. You steal 1,000 post-it notes at 12p, and you've made profit.
Why would I steal that? Post-it notes?
You know, to make the little... What are things on the end of joints?
Roaches.
Caught your drug addict.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I can't... God. I've never stolen as much as a paperclip and you're firing me.
And the good news is, I don't need to give you any severance pay because it's gross misconduct. So you can go straight away. Oh, now. That was the joke there. Good girl. That's the joke you're doing. Well done, settling in. Practical jokes for the good. Thanks for these, check them out. Better do these now, actually.
You wanker.
Come on.
You're such a sad little man.
Am I? Didn't know that. What is the single most important thing for a company? Is it the building? Is it the stock? Is it the turnover? It's the people. Investment in people. Yeah? My proudest moment here wasn't when I increased profit by 17% or cut expenditure without losing a single member of staff. It was a young Greek guy, first job in the country, hardly spoke a word of English, but he came to me and he went, "Mr. Brent, will you be the godfather to my child?" So, didn't happen in the end. We had to let him go. He was rubbish. He was rubbish. So what becomes of you, my love?